Chapter 12. Katie is happy to leave the palace, but she's sad to say goodbye to Amyris. Katie goes with the soldiers to the mummy. Before she goes inside the mummy's box, she looks around her. She sees the camels, the pyramids, and the hot desert.
I am happy that I'm going home, but I'm sad that I'm leaving ancient Egypt too.
Katie walks inside the mummy's box, and the door closes behind her. Then she sees the green smoke again. She can hear the camels, the soldiers and the slaves, but the noises are very distant. Soon Katie is back in Uncle Merton's special room. She's very tired, so she goes upstairs to bed. When Katie wakes up, it's morning. She remembers her adventure.
Perhaps it was all a dream,
she thinks. Katie goes downstairs to breakfast. Aunt Anne is reading the newspaper, and Uncle Merton is cooking eggs.
Good morning, Katie. Do you want some eggs?
Yes, please, Uncle Merton.
Do you want to come with me to the museum today to look at treasures from ancient Egypt?
Yes, please. I love ancient Egypt. It's a fantastic place.
How do you know? Ancient Egypt is part of history. You can't go there.
Katie says nothing.
Ancient Egypt, the pharaoh, the wise sage. Of course it's not true. It was only a dream.
But then, Uncle Merton smiles at Katie and winks with his one good eye.